This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. Abafundi base-MUT baphume ngobuningi babo izolo beyovotela i-SRC entsha SME Hall. And eThekwini Municipality blacklist 8 more service providers. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Izolo eMangosuthu University of Technology kube nomsebenzi omkhulu okuvotela ubuholi obusha be-SRC obubanjelwe e-SME Hall. Lolu khetho lube luyingxenye ebalulekile ekugcineni imvuselelo yobuholi obusha obuzomela izidingo zabafundi ezinyangeni ezizayo. Abafundi ababe nomdlandla njengoba bephume ngobuningi babo ukuzokweseka amaqembu ahlukahlukene abambe iqhaza kulolu khetho. Iqembu elizowina lizobe nezindima ezinzima zokumelela abafundi kwezokufunda ezokuhlala kane nezinto ezithinta ukuphepha nesimo sempilo yemfundo yabafundi. Isikhulu esiphezulu esibhekelele ukuqhutshwa kokhetho sithe lolu khetho luqutshwe ngokukhululeka okukho imbiko yezinkinga ezinkulu ezivela eziteshini zokuvota. Kuliwe kahle phakathi kwamaqembu ahlomile ukubonisa ukukhula komfundi we-MUT ekuthatheni izinqumo ezibalulekile zithinta ikusasa lempilo yomfundi. Impumelelo yalolu khetho ilindeleke ukwazisa esidlangalaleni phakathi namaviki alandelayo njengoba abafundi belindele ukubona ubuholi obusha obuzothatha izintambo ekuholeni MUT. In other news, eThekwini Municipality says 8 more companies have been barred from doing business with the municipality. It's due to their alleged involvement in corruption and fraud. This puts the number of blacklisted entities at 32. The municipality says the list will be submitted to the National Treasury so that the companies can be struck off the central database. Spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says that this will prevent other municipalities from contacting them.
This is high time regarding the steps that the city manager has taken. Contractor takes on a job. They first walk around the job. Takes hours by the time they put shovel to the ground. More hours by the time they get to the fault. Then more hours is spent and it's time for the next contractor. The contractor leaves, not showing the next contractor how far they've gone with the fault. Then the next contractor comes, looks around and then starts digging, finishes, now takes a list of materials, money wasted, 3 contractors for 1 job.
And finally, popular Gqom artist Dlala Thukzin, together with his manager Dr. Urban, appeared on the renowned radio show The Hangout, hosted by Spam Tlong on MUT Radio, to promote their upcoming event, the Dlala Dance Fest. This highly anticipated event will take place just before the end of September and promises to be a dance-filled celebration. Dlala Thukzin shared that the event will be a memorable experience for his fans, as it will feature performances from top artists across various music genres, and notable acts on the lineup include DJ Dira and DJ Lag, all set to deliver electrifying performances to ensure everyone is dancing and having a great time. Dr. Urban emphasized the importance of supporting such events, especially as Gqom and Amapiano music continue to dominate the scene. He mentioned that the Dlala Dance Fest is not only about entertainment, but also about uplifting and showcasing young and upcoming artists. The Dlala Dance Fest is generating a lot of buzz, and music lovers and dance enthusiasts alike are encouraged to prepare for an unforgettable experience.
Understand this, what is happening? See, only see next week is your dance is abandoned. Groove every weekend, but we are starting something very special. We started last year. It's a partnership between a company and a company. So we created something called Dlala Thukzin. It means in September, end of September, every year, because it's time in Kabin, we want the entire South African community to come to Durban and play in Durban.
Recap of your top story this hour. Izolo MUT kube nomsebenzi omkhulu wokuvotela ubuholi obusha be-SRC obubanjelwe e-SME Hall. That is all from me for now. For MUT News, signing out for this hour, I'm Celine Dilengobe.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.